This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Ariel Castro is dead of suicide after 33 days of a life sentence for heinous crimes, including rape and forced abortions. One law enforcement educator said that his ability to hide his crimes may have helped Castro conceal suicidal tendencies. A physician in West Virginia says he sees botched abortion patients weekly. Abortion providers with no admitting privileges compel injured women to drop in on hospital emergency rooms. Abortion advocates have increasing difficulty contending that abortion can be safe. A new report exposes the depth of India's problem with the specific targeting of girl babies for abortion or gendercide. Though Indian law prohibits dowries, sons are so preferred that over 8,000 women a year are killed in dowry disputes. That's about one every hour. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Another new contraption adds to the history of female contraception, or the story of why no pharmaceutical company has considered male contraception in nearly half a century. A Tulane University student is receiving kudos for making the IUD, or intrauterine device, more easily dispensed despite serious side effects like hemorrhage, decreased libido, abdominal pain, ovarian cysts, and migraines. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.